Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Nick Osborne. He's the Vice President of Program Partnerships, Learning, and Advocacy for an organization called CARE, and they are making a big push to help the victims of the typhoon that has devastated the Philippines. And Nick, good morning, first of all, and why don't you start by explaining exactly what CARE is and does?
Yeah, thanks very much indeed. CARE is an international organization. We focus on both humanitarian emergency response and also development work. We worked last year in 84 countries across the world, helping millions of people both in emergencies and also to recover and develop their livelihoods in a variety of different sectors, including health, food security, agriculture, education.
Obviously, 9.8 million people affected in the Philippines, still waiting to hear the exact number of dead, but it could potentially be near 10,000. The stories we've been hearing is the difficulty of getting supplies into the region. What is your game plan here?
Well, we have staff that from Atlanta that have traveled out there. They're on the ground. They've been on the ground immediately after the disaster struck. We also have partners that we work with in the Philippines. These partners were working with communities that were affected by this disaster even before the disaster struck. So towards the end of last week, they were working with communities, assisting them and moving them to safer areas. We are now in the phase of having our staff on the ground, assessing the situation and starting to put together our plans for responding. And that response is really looking at addressing the immediate concerns and the immediate needs, which are around food and shelter.
Obviously, those of us who've been watching from afar gassed at the situation and many want to help. How can they do that?
Well, we've launched an appeal for $5 million, so we're seeking support from the general public to work with us and contribute and help us towards raising those funds. People can join us in our response by going to our website on care.org and see and learn more about what we're doing, but also contributing towards that response that we're making.
I know many people are really concerned that these supplies, the water, the food, and the shelter do go to those in need. How can you reassure us that you're going to do your very best to make sure this happens?
It's the same wherever we work. I mean, we respond to emergencies around the world. I mean, whether it's in Haiti, whether it's the Asian tsunamis, this is not the first time, obviously, that we've responded to such emergencies in the Philippines. So we have a history of responding. We assure everyone that the aid that's given and the support that's given gets to the people that's most in need. We've worked in the Philippines for 60 years now, so we have a reputation. And we have very close contacts with both the government and civil society and local partners that we work with, and of course the communities that we work with as well.
We've been talking with Nick Osborne, Vice President of Program Partnerships, Learning, and Advocacy for the international organization CARE. You can find out more at care.org if you wish to help in any of the efforts going on currently to help those in the Philippines. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks very much indeed, David. Appreciate it.